Hey guys, before we get into this episode, let's go ahead and do some housekeeping. I am on all social media. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Threads, I'm on YouTube, I'm on IG, and I'm on Facebook fan page. You can find me under, if you can't find me anywhere else, just look for the Michigan Football Rant. All right. I think on Instagram, it's Maniac Memes. On Twitter, it's at Maniacs Podcast. But if all else fails, Michigan Football Rant. That's where you can find me. Guys, like and subscribe. Support everything you possibly can. If you guys go to Spotify and or Apple Podcast, rate and review. Leave a review, screenshot it, send it to me, and I will then send you stickers and a wristband. I'm working on new stuff, so I can send more stuff out like that. Also, Spotify. I would love to drive my Spotify all the way up to 1,000 followers if I can. That'd be fantastic. We're at like 305 right now. I know it's an aggressive move, but I know you guys can make it. I know you guys can help me get there, right? Just go ahead and follow and then rate the show 5 stars if you want. That'd be greatly appreciated. Just get me in front of as many Michigan fans as possible. Like I say, this show is like sitting down with your friend, your most knowledgeable, passionate Michigan football fan at a bar and just watching the game. That's what I strive for. You have all these other choices for people to watch, to get all the inside info on recruiting and all this other stuff. I just want you guys to sit back and enjoy roasting, making fun of the other teams, all that kind of stuff. That's why my memes are the best. Get my memes out there. I have plenty of memes. I'm making fun of Notre Dame right now. I've got a few really good Notre Dame memes. Get them out there. Have people enjoy them. I mean, it's just what college football is all about, right? Just sitting back and enjoying the game. Also, there's a new app that I'm a part of. It's called Autograph. That's coming out next week. Next week. I kind of jumped the gun on this one, but it's next week. I will be sending out more referral codes and stuff like that as the app drops into the Apple App Store. Okay, so thank you once again for everything you guys do for me. Now let's get into the show. Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is the big game pregame, Penn State. That's right. Guys, before we get into breaking down the game or what I think is going to happen, I'm just going to cover real quick just what happened. What was it, last night with the breaking news that the NCAA found nothing on Harbaugh, didn't know what he was doing, said that he didn't know what was going on. He's been cleared, apparently. But the Big Ten's still going to, you know, be the big bad boy on the block and look stupid. But like I told you, I think I said this in the first episode of Harbaugh versus the NCAA. If you work for, and they made the comparison that he's a CEO of a major company, so he should know everything that's going on with this company. Don't think so. I think you should pay people who know exactly what's going on with your company, and they should report to you. But if you're the CEO, you have way more important things to worry about than your version of Creed. If you're an Office fan, you know what I'm talking about. Going around doing super fan shit and trying to work his manifest it into reality, okay? Like, he has way more important things to pay attention to. So they knew right away Harbaugh wouldn't know anything about this. Then when Connor Stallion / Creed dressed up, went to see CMU for a game, if that is him, was 100% cemented the fact that Harbaugh didn't know. It was too sloppy. It was too everything for Harbaugh to attach his name to it or to even allow something to go on like that. This guy, say what you want about him, but he loves football way too much to do something this stupid. Which I think is hilarious. But then also, you think, I mean, really think about this. The Big Ten coaches and ADs had to know that there was a Big Ten ex-coach who was going to roll on them. That's why it was such a pedal to the metal to get Harbaugh suspended or in trouble or something, because they knew they were all going to go down for this. They had to get him punished first. They had to, or it would be all for naught. That's what's so funny about this, is that they knew about this from last season. Everyone knew, worst kept secret ever, apparently, that Michigan was stealing signs. Then we come to find out that they all got together to steal signs just for Michigan. Think about that. All those shitty schools got together, had one guy steal all these signs, break it down into color-coded things in a big report, send it to them, and they still lost to Michigan. Think of that. They knew. I mean, look at what Sports Illustrated put out. Just look at the pages of notes and evidence this guy had on red meant this, and all these plays in green mean this, and then all this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And all these Big Ten coaches got it. Had it in their measly little hands and still couldn't beat Michigan. That goes to show you that the Big Ten is filled with losers, 100% losers. And, oh, what a shock. Holier than thou, Ryan Walters, or Jabba the Hutt's little pet, was acting so, oh, well, we have the evidence. We have the evidence. Well, you also had signs that were Michigan's last year, too. So stop with the whole holier-than-thou baloney, okay, dude? Like I told you last episode, I cannot wait to hate on this man's career for the rest of my God-given life. Even if he fucking flames out at Purdue, which he will, and he goes down to defense coordinator, hell, even if he becomes the special teams coach somewhere, I will actively hate on this guy's career for the rest of his existence. I know it doesn't matter to everyone else, but it matters to me, and any chance I get, I will talk shit about this man. That's because, like I told you, I love to be a troll. That's just how it goes. I've accepted that about myself. I know that people, you can even try and troll me. I love it. I eat it up. I enjoy it. Thank you for feeding my soul, my troll soul. anyways, like I told you, Connor Stallions is a creed. He was a weirdo. They knew he was. They gave him, you know, like I said, they probably gave him a Dropbox just to put all his findings, you know what I mean? And no one ever paid attention to it. So NCAA is not going to do anything. Tony Big Titties, Big Ten commissioner, is going to make himself look like a gigantic asshole if he continues to try to punish Michigan, especially when Michigan has this evidence. Also now Sports Illustrated has this evidence of the rest of your conference cheating just as much as you are trying to punish Harbaugh for the same shit. So what now? James Franklin, Ryan Day, fat butthead, Matt Rule. And I mean, come on, Matt Rule. Seriously, you're going to complain about the refs and then you're going to say, oh, well, our losses, two bad calls and a team scouted us. Shut the fuck up, you loser. I mean, this conference is filled with little crybaby losers and a big fat Jabba the Hutt looking motherfucker. And, you know, I would say the cult leader as well, but gosh dang it, PJ Fleck is starting to win me over. Maybe it's his cult leader type of like mind control, but I'm telling you, he's starting to win me over. So I'm starting to get on the PJ Fleck train. I'm okay with it. It's better than being a Brett Bielema fan. What, do I want to watch a man die before 60 because he's fat? No, thank you. I'm not into that loser. Crying Ryan Day? No, thank you. If I wanted to give an emotional man a hug, then I'd talk to my counselor. I'm not going to do that to this Just for Men reject. Oh, and then Karen, James Franklin. Oh, Big Ten. I don't like that Michigan has one tunnel. Oh, my guys were throwing peanut butter jelly sandwiches at them last year. But don't pay attention to me. Fuck him too. This whole conference is filled with losers. Crybaby losers. Oh, and then you have Jabba's pet over there at Purdue. Just look at the list of rejects. Oh, and then you got the jerk-off guy. Then you got Chopping Wood himself over there, Mel Tucker, who thank God is gone. I can go on how crappy this conference is, filled with losery coaches. What a shock. Oh, my God. No wonder there's only two real good teams in the Big Ten and Penn State. Ugh. Disgusting. All right. Well, Stephen A. Smith is going to continue to say that Michigan should be out of the playoff, or, you know, I don't know, whatever he said. We're supposed to be excluded from the playoff if we make it because of all this. Well, dude, then kick out Ohio State. Then kick out, dude, if you're going to do that because of sign stealing, kick out the rest. Nobody in college football should do this. And it goes to show you that sign stealing is a tradition in college football when we have helmets that have speakers in them that you can actually just say goodbye signs and you can just converse with your quarterback from the sideline. The reason why they don't do it is because a lot of these teams have morons for head coaches and morons at their quarterback. So they don't want to be like, well, hey, you got to actually kind of learn the playbook and then be able to pick from three plays. I don't want to teach our guys to do that. I'd much rather complain that somebody's stealing our signs. Morons. 100% morons. I mean, what are we even doing at this point? This is ridiculous. The NCAA is going to leave Harbaugh alone. Big Ten, hey, Tony Big Titties, you want to actually stay the commissioner? Then grow a pair of balls and tell these losers to shut the fuck up. And then just take their ass whooping like a good team. All right, so that's it on this angle of it. Right, I'm done bitching and complaining. So after this little break, we'll go ahead and get into the actual big game, pregame Purdue. All right, right after this.
Mason Blue Nation, it's Tom Brady. I co-founded Autograph with one mission in mind: change the fan experience for the better. That's why I'm excited to announce the release of a new app that recognizes the biggest Michigan fans. The Autograph Fandom app gives you access to the best Michigan content, fan challenges, and exclusive rewards for diehard Wolverines, all for doing the things you already do, like listening to this podcast. Head over to the Apple App Store and search for Autograph Rewarding Fans and download today.
Hey, just like my good buddy Tom Brady just said, download the app Autograph Rewarding Fans, use my code MFRANT, and start getting rewarded today. All right, go Blue. All right, guys. Hey, once again, thank you for all the support. Before we get into the Big Ten, the big game pregame, thank you so much. I really do appreciate all the support. If you guys do sign up with that, because the only reason why I keep pushing Autograph is I really do like the app. It's just that I'm going against some of the big podcasts and blogs on there. You know, like the 24/7, you know, Locked On, the Block M, all that stuff, Maize and Brew, all that stuff I'm going up against. And I'm just a little guy. So that's why I'm really pushing it, because I want to prove that I can hang with these dudes. And with your guys' support, I can do that. So just referral code MFRANT. You guys do it. Show me you guys have done it. And I will send like wristband stickers, everything I possibly can to help out. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Anyway, so getting on with that, I've been watching a lot of Penn State all season. I really have, because, you know, they are the third best team in the Big Ten. So I like to kind of get an idea of what they're looking at, what they're doing. Just, you know, I don't mind their brand of football. Because why? Because they look a lot like us. They really, really do a lot of things offensively that we do. I mean, they use their tight ends quite a bit. They have a downfield threat, but not really, kind of like we do. Their quarterback is young, up and coming, like we do, or our guy is more established now, but, you know, running attack, two really good running backs. Their defense is aggressive. They blitz more than we do, but still very good cornerback. I mean, this is a very, very good team. They are Michigan 2.0, not 2.0, but they're like, you know, like they're JV. They're JV Michigan is what Diet Michigan is what they are. They do everything very well, but we do those things slightly better. You know what I mean? Offensive line, very good offensive line. You know, just if you go through the one thing, though, that does worry me about this team in general and that I think they do a better job than we do is special teams. Their special teams is legit. We stink at special teams so far this season. We already have two really bad games last week and then also the Bowling Green week. Awful. And that should never happen, right? They have Day-Day Hardy, number 25. Granted, Day-Day is, that nickname annoys me for some reason. But the kid is legit. I think he already has like two or three punt returns for touchdowns. He would have had one against Indiana, but there was a penalty that called back. So the kid, you give him a slight opening, and he could be gone. So that worries me, especially when a game is going to be hard fought, especially in the first half, first quarter. I think where we're really going to separate is in the third. But yet, I think is it Penn State? I can't remember if it's Penn State or Ohio State that haven't allowed a point in the third quarter as well. Well, let's just say, for the sake of argument, it's Penn State. The third quarter is going to be where I think the game turns, right? Especially if both teams haven't allowed a point in the third. I think that's where we're going to win this game. But still, you don't need a hard-fought game turning on a dime with a big, huge special teams play. And they have a better chance. Both teams have a chance to make big plays in the special teams. But my fear is our big play will be a negative one for us and a positive for them. So we don't need that. That is definitely one thing we do not need. We don't need a ball hitting our guy in the back and giving Penn State a fresh set of downs in our territory, because they will score a touchdown where Purdue couldn't. You know, we can't allow that to happen. Because, I mean, a lot of the stats look the same, really. You've got Aller has more touchdowns than J.J., but overall, close in yards. He's only thrown one interception to J.J.'s three, I think. But he's been sacked 11 times. If you watch him in that Ohio State game, which was by far his low point of the season, even if you watch the Indiana game, you get pressure on him, he breaks down quick. He's agile and he can move, but he's not a runner like JJ is. But if you get in his face, you don't even have to sack him. Just get in his face and he panics. Indiana did it. Ohio did it. If Maryland wasn't Maryland, they would have done it. You know, like, that gives me great confidence going into this game, because as you can tell, our defense is phenomenal at the pressure, getting in there. We don't get a lot of sacks, but we do make you know we're there. What I also like about it is that we have guys now watching the quarterback and getting their hands up to block the ball. That's another thing that's going to help us, because they're going to throw a lot of those balls in the middle of the field, using their tight ends. I mean that Tyler Warren and Theo Johnson, both. I mean, look at the numbers. Tyler Warren, 23 receptions for 216, 6 touchdowns. Theo Johnson, 24 receptions, 246, and 4 touchdowns. And then use that Dinkins kid, but mainly in the red zone. They'll try a little trick play. That's another thing that kind of worries me. James Franklin loves trick plays, and we have been susceptible to trick plays. So that kind of worries me. Those are the two things that kind of worry me are the special teams play and trick plays. Very worried that a tight, close game could break open due to our lack of being able to be prepared for either one of those two things. Their running attack, their running backs are it. They're kind of struggling the same way our guys are, right? Like, they were supposed to have two of the best backs in college football, and it was widely known that they were going to be competing with us for the two best backs in the Big Ten. Still, same problems. I don't know really what's causing the problem this year, but there's not a lot of great break, like big-time runs in college football from what I've seen, or at least not in the Big Ten. If there is in other conferences, I haven't seen it because I've tried to watch as much college football as I can. I just haven't seen it. It's going to be an interesting game. I think the first half is going to be a good, hard-fought battle. It's one of those where you're just walking into a phone booth, and who just ever walks out, walks out. That's just how this thing's going to go in the first half, I think. And I think third quarter is where Michigan's really going to pull ahead. I think we win this game. I'm not a fan of their defensive line. I think they have decent linebackers. They've got decent linebackers. Their cornerbacks are pretty good. You've got Jacobs, Carter. Jacobs and Carter, they're linebackers, my fault. But King, Hardy, and Dixon. Those guys are pretty good. Dixon is the guy they use a lot when it comes to the blitz. And this dude, Manny Diaz, loves to blitz. Dixon's got 3 sacks on the season. Not bad for a defensive back. So I think they're going to try and pressure JJ. But the great thing that they do that, you're playing right into JJ's hands. Right, we've seen it all season. JJ may throw better on the run than he does sitting in the pocket. The only thing that worries me is JJ needs to either. It seemed like he was dicking around too much last week against Purdue, and that's what caused those sacks. Those big sacks that they had against us. I don't think he's going to dick around so much this week. I think that was on purpose. I think they wanted him to try and prolong and not show any type of run, even though, you know, there's been plenty of tape on it all season. I don't know. It's going to be a hard-fought game, I think. I definitely think we've got the horses to win. I do. I just think at every position we're better. Aller's not as good as JJ. Roman Wilson is better than their Lambert Smith. Even though Lambert Smith, 51 catches for 645 and 4 touchdowns, they use him a little bit more. They got that Cephas kid from the MAC. He's all right. I think he's starting to come on a little bit, but I think Josh Wallace could and would shut him down. Hopefully Josh Wallace is healthy this week. Tight ends, that's, you know, you can debate that their duo is better than ours. I don't think so. I think Loveland is vastly superior to those two. And I think Barner, if not, is even with Theo Johnson. Theo Johnson, very good. Tyler Warren, very good too. But I think we've got slight edge there. Offensive line, I think we have a much better offensive line. They have one good offensive tackle, and that's really about it. D-line, I think we have a better D-line. Their linebackers, their linebackers might be a little bit better than ours. Our cornerbacks, I just think we have a better defensive backfield. I do. They've got a very good defensive backfield. And that's also who's going to win that battle. You know, is JJ going to expose them? Are we going to eat up the middle using motion to get our guys open? You know, I don't know, there's a lot of things that I think is it's going to be interesting to see, right? But I definitely think when push comes to shove, James Franklin's going to ultimately make a stupid coaching mistake like he always does. I think JJ is going to prove himself to be good because the keys to these games for me, and these are the three, and I know I'm kind of all over the place right now, but keys to the game, I think it's going to be which quarterback plays better. I truly believe JJ is the guy. Aller's not mobile enough. Indiana was able to really give Penn State's defense fits with their mobile quarterback, and he's nowhere near as good as JJ. If Tom Allen wasn't playing for a tie, they probably could have beat Penn State. So which quarterback plays better? Special teams, like I had said, that's another thing that worries me. The running game, can we stop theirs? Can ours finally pick up? You know, that's because I think the one thing that bothers me about the running game right now or how we defend it is the stretch run game. If there's been a success against our defense, that's been the one thing that teams have done well against us is the stretch. I know Purdue tried it once or twice last game, had somewhat of a good result at the beginning, but I think we probably shut it down. I saw them try it a few more times, so maybe we're getting better at that, but the stretch run play is one that would give me pause, especially with how good these two running backs for Penn State are. And then the big play. You know, big play as in special teams. Do we allow it? Do we screw something up? Do they break a big one? Interceptions, I mean, we are very, very opportunistic this year with our getting our hands up. Do we cause a deflection? Do we get a pick six? Something like that. I think all these things go in our favor. I think Michigan, what also helps is that Jim Harbaugh was found basically innocent of knowing anything. So there should be a big sigh of relief knowing that he's not going to go anywhere. Even if the Big Ten decides, or even if Big Titties decides he's going to try and suspend him for two games or the rest of the season or whatever stupid shit Big Titties is going to try, they're going to get an injunction and nothing's going to happen till next season. So we'll worry about that later. So I think the absolute just relief knowing that Harbaugh is going to be there and all this is kind of clearing up, I think adds to it. And I think it also pisses this team off knowing that they're calling you out. They're saying you guys could not win these games because you cheated. And then come to find out all those guys were cheating and still can beat Michigan. So I still find that just absolutely insane. So final score, I think it's going to be 38-14 Michigan. I want to say it's going to be like 55-6. I really do. But because of that big play potential, I'm willing to give them 14. I think Michigan holds them scoreless again in the third, and that's where we separate. It could be like a 17-14 game at half, I would assume, and then or 17-7, something like that, and then we just push it up, just put it out of reach. Stars of the game, I'm going to go JJ, Will Johnson, and then Roman Wilson. I think Roman's if Indiana was able to get two really big downfield plays on this defense, I think we can do that as well. Because they've got to make up their mind. Are you going to stop the tight ends? Because we use our tight ends very, very well. Or are you going to stop Roman Wilson? And hell, let's Samaj Morgan. I mean, let's not forget that kid. You know, I mean, I think we have much better big play potential than they do. So with that, those are my three players of the game. Like I said, the score is going to be 38-14. That's it, guys. I think this is going to be a very exciting game. We all should be very excited about this. One, it's at noon. Thank God it's not a fucking night game. And two, it's finally a team that the rest of the nation can shut the fuck up about if we beat their ass. If we beat their ass, then enough. enough with it all. Because, you know, let's all remember, Clemson didn't play anybody at all in their run to those national titles or those playoff appearances until they got into said national title game or playoff. The ACC stinks. It still stinks. They just have now they just flopped Clemson for Florida State. That's all that was. And Florida State was good. Clemson beat them. Now Clemson was good. Now Florida State's good again, and Clemson's not good. Or they're decent, you know? That's all it is. ACC's only had one really good team, and the other was an up-and-coming, or you know what I'm saying. Anyways, I don't mind being Clemson. Bitch all you want. But we're going to beat Penn State. We're going to beat Ohio, and then we're going to win the Big Ten for the third straight time, and then we're going to go to the playoff, and then I don't know what the fuck's going to happen because we had that long layover, and you know how it scares me when Michigan's got a long layover. So, once again, guys, thank you so much for the support. I have seen the numbers just continue to grow because of you guys. I really do appreciate it. I really do. It is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys, go blue.